Tzem Gedalia is a day that gets lost usually between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Somewhere Tzem Gedalia fits in, and it's about tshuva, so it kind of like melts into the rest of the tshuva stuff that we're doing, and we don't usually have the opportunity to taste what Tzem Gedalia uniquely is about. We do a little bit of a different style today. We'll cover the fact that it's a tiny, it's a little bit of a lighter style shiur. I hope so, anyway. Okay, so first, just to know what happened on Tzem Gedalia. The Tzem Gedalia, the incident of Tzem Gedalia happened 2,423 years ago. There was a tzaddik, it was a big tzaddik. Midrashim and the Gemara calls him a tzaddik. His name was Gedalia ben Achikam. And it was after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed. And it was the Melech of Babel allowed Gedalia to go be like some type of like a governor. Like a ruler, not like a melech, but like some type of ruler in Eretz Yisrael. And he went to Eretz Yisrael, and when the Yidden in Amoin and Moyav and Edom heard that there was a Yishuv, a Yiddish Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, so they all went to Eretz Yisrael, and he gathered around him like some type of Yishuv. They had to pay tribute to the Melech Bavel, but they were living in Eretz Yisrael. Shriyim al Admasim, they were living in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody by the name of Yochanan ben Koreach came over to Gedalia ben Achikam one day and told him that there's another fellow who Gedalia knew whose name was Shmuel ben Nesanya. And Shmuel ben Nesanya, he said, was an agent of the Melech of Amon. The Melech of Amon wanted Gedalia ben Achikam to be assassinated. So Yochanan ben Koreach told Gedalia that Shmuel wants to kill him. So Gedalia said, I don't believe it. I'm not Makabal. Lashon Hara, I'm not Makabal. So he said again, he said, I know that Shmuel wants to kill you, and please give me Rishus to go and kill him. So Gedalia said, absolutely not. I don't believe it. Sheker ata dover el Yishmuel. You're telling me a lie about Yishmuel. I'm not Makabal. It's a lie. Sure enough, it says, B'chedish HaShvi, it was in Tishrei. Shmuel came to Gedalia with 10 men, and they killed him. They killed him, they killed many of his Canaan that were with him, they threw their bodies into a pit. It was a horrible, horrible thing. Then they ambushed a bunch of people that were coming with their clothes. It was an amazing thing. There were people that had been traveling for months before, and they thought that the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. And they were coming with presents. You imagine the Tsar, they were coming with presents to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. And along the way, they found out that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist anymore. So they ripped their clothing, and Shmuel, this Ritzeach, found them carrying their presents to the Beis Hashem with their clothing ripped and with the Avelos of Yerushalayim. And they saw that he wanted to kill them, so they bribed him to take their things and not to kill them. A whole horrible story. That was the story of Tzem Gedalia. And because of this, Chazal Masakena fast on the third day of Tishrei. The Gemara says, from the fact that the Pasuk mentions Shavasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Tavis and Tzem Gedalia together, the first three are about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The last one is just about the murder of a tzaddik. So from the way that the Pasuk groups them all together, we learn that Chashuva Misa Tzaddikim Kisreifas Beis HaLekeinu, that when a tzaddik passes away, when a tzaddik dies, it's the same level, it's the same magnitude of mourning like a Sreifas Beis HaMikdash. Lamaisa, the question is, a lot of tzaddikim have died. A lot of tzaddikim have been killed. So why is it that this tzaddik particularly is the one who we have in Avelus? We make a Yom Tainus to commemorate his being killed. So it seems that the Rambam is trying to answer this question. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tainus, he says that on the third day of Tishrei is the day of Tzem Gedalia, which is about the killing of Gedalia ben Achikam. And when he was killed, v'nichbas gachelas Yisrael hanish'eres v'sibev lahasem galusam. This is the point of Tzem Gedalia. It was after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but there were at least some people left in Yerushalayim. The coal, it was just a coal left. There was no flame of Klal Yisrael left in Eretz Yisrael. But there was at least still a, you know, after the barbecue is over and the coals are still burning and they're covered with, they're turning white, but the inside is at least a burning coal. The coal of Klal Yisrael that was left, the Gachelis, last Gachelis that was left, was burned out, and this was the cause for the Makkah of Tatush. That's it. He didn't wear Galus. There's no more being in Eretz Yisrael. It was finished. That's what the Rambam is coming for us to answer this question. That what's so terrible? What's so singular? What's so miyuchah? What's so unique about the killing of Gedaliah ben Achikam that we make a tainus? We don't make a tainus when other Gedaliah were killed, because this is the makom patash of the Golus. We said it this morning in Slichas. One of the ones that we said, Avlo nafshi v'choshach ta'ori, my nefesh mourns, and my form, my tzura is darkened. Beis tifarti kenoshav b'ho ari, my beis hamikdash is like it was pounced upon by a lion. Even my gam pleitosi asher ozvu u'she'eri, even the little bit that was left, the little bit of Klal Yisrael that was left, Pleitasi is like the She'eris HaPleita, the little bit that was left, over in Yerushalayim, Asher Ozvu U'She'eri Doyachu, were extinguished, Kehayoyim B'Shloisha B'Tishrei, today on the third day of Tishrei. So that's the Nakuda that the Rambam says, we didn't realize, when we say the Slichas, we're saying a Rambam, that's what the Rambam says, that's the Nakuda of Tzayim Gedaliah. It's not just the Gedaliah was killed, even though that's big enough, but that was the Makkah B'Patash of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I have a clipping here from Hamodiah. In Hamodiah every week, there's a list of all the things that happened that week in history. So it says, 2 Tishrei, second day Rosh Hashanah, Gedaliah ben Achikam, appointed by Nebuchadnezzar to rule the Jews after the destruction of the first place of Mikdash, is murdered by Yishmael ben Nesanya. Second day Rosh Hashanah. So my question is, how does the Hamodiah know that Gedaliah was killed on the second day of Rosh Hashanah if we have Tzayim Gedaliah on the third day of Rosh Hashanah, on the third day of Tishrei? That's my question. What? Oh, is it in Tanakh? So if you look in Tanakh, it says that Gedaliah was killed b'chodesh hashvi. He was killed in the seventh month. That's all it says. What? Aaron's making ramazim. Hang on. There's a radak on that pasuk b'chodesh hashvi, and he says that I'll read you the words b'chodesh k'may machar chodesh. You know what he's trying to say? He's saying that when it says b'chodesh hashvi, it doesn't just mean in the seventh month, it means on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Machar Chodesh means tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, not tomorrow is the month. Machar Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. So the Radak is saying b'chodesh hashvi means on Rosh Chodesh of Chodesh hashvi, which is when? Rosh Hashanah. U'b'Rosh Hashanah ne'era Gedaliah ben Achikam, V'kavu ha'tainus v'moitzoi Rosh Hashanah m'pnei shehu yomtif. So Gedaliah was killed on Rosh Hashanah, and they made the tainus on after yomtif, because it's a yomtif, we can't fast on yomtif. This doesn't still not miyashu the Hamodiah, because according to the Radak, that means that he was killed on the first day, Rosh Chodesh. He was killed on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. There's no mechates, it should be the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Right? So we have a possibility that he was killed on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We still don't understand who said he was killed on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The emes is that the whole Radak is a little bit shver, because it's fakir from a Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, brings all the Ta'anesim, and he says, Tzayim Hashvi, the fast of the seventh month, Zeh Gimel B'Tishrei, is the third day of Tishrei, Sheboi, that on that day, Ne'era Gedaliah ben Achikam. Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. It says clearly that Gedaliah was killed on the third day. So we have two options now. Either according to the Radak, he was killed on the first day of Tishrei. According to the Gemara, the Farish Gemara, he was killed on the third day of Tishrei. And according to the Hamodiah, he was killed on the second day of Tishrei.
What's the Radak Zirka? What should it have said?
I don't know. That's a very good question. It's possible that the Radak's diuk is that it's common enough that it says what day it is. It's rare that it just says somewhere in that month. So that means that he holds that somewhere in those words, V'chodesh Ri, is a remnant of which day it was. So therefore he says, V'chodesh must mean Rosh Chodesh. So that's Gimel Tishrei. The Marsha on this Gemara that says that it was on Gimel Tishrei, he Taka points out that it, like Zevi saying, it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk that it was on the third day. The Marsha says Shehaya b'chaydesh hashvi, that it was in the seventh month Mefurish b'kro. That says explicitly in the pasuk. B'soif sefer Melachim, gam b'sefer Yirmiyah. Aval shehaya b'gimel bay, but that it was on the third day of the month. Einay mefurish sham b'kro, it's not mefurish on the pasuk. Be'efshar shehaya kabbalah b'yadam kainim. He says maybe the Chachmei Gemara had a kabbalah that it was on the third day of Tishrei. So again, we have the Radak says it was on the first day of Tishrei. We have the Gemara Rosh Hashanah with the Marsha says it was the third day of Tishrei, and we have the Hamudiyah says it was the second day of Tishrei. Okay, so the makar for this thing that it was on Rosh Hashanah, is, besides for the Radak, is the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tainis brings a Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says that Gedaliah ben Achikim was killed by Rosh Hashanah, and it's Nidche HaTainis Ad Gimel Tishrei. The reason why this is so important, when he was killed, is because there's a tzad in the poskim. This is discussed at length. I'll just say there's one taz that I'll say over, that we always consider Tzayim Gedaliah Nidche. It's possible that we always consider Tzayim Gedaliah Nidche. And nafkamina being, if someone is zaycha to make a bris, so the halacha is, la mashal on Tisha B'Av, if someone makes a bris, he has to fast. But because it's a simcha of a yachid and the avelus of a rabbin. But if Tisha B'Av is Nidche, if Tisha B'Av is Nidche, so then he doesn't have to be mashlim the fast, he can break his fast for the suda of the bris. The father, the mayel, the sandik, whoever is the negev for the bris, could break their fast for the suda of the bris. So you see that the Nidche, when there's a simcha, you could break the fast. So the frektataz, does that mean that if a bris mila comes out on Tzayim Gedaliah, you could break the fast? Because according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Gedaliah was really killed on Rosh Hashanah. The Taz says Lamaisa, and the Paiskim agree with him. The Taz says Lamaisa that that's not the case. That Gedaliah, even if he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, but since there's no such a thing as the fast not being on Gimel Tishrei, Chazal ulechatchila kaveya that fast for Gimel Tishrei, so it's not called a Nidcha. Bishlam a Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is really the ninth day of Av. When it's pushed off, so it's pushed off to a different day, and everyone realizes this is not really the day that the Tzara happened. But the fast of Gedaliah, even if he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, but if it's pushed off to the third day of Tishrei, it's always, except this year it's really a Nidcha, but it was pushed off to the third day of Tishrei, it's always, always pushed off, so then it becomes like a set tainus. So that you see there's possible nafkaminas in Halacha when Gedaliah was actually killed. Okay, so we're still stuck over here with what the makar for the Hamadiyah is. I'm kind of curious maybe to write them a letter and ask them. I did find the makar. But I still don't know why, what made them be machria like that makar. I don't know. The mefarshim bring a b'shem a Yerushalmi that Gedaliah was killed on Beis Tishrei. There's supposedly a Yerushalmi that says that Gedaliah was killed on Beis Tishrei. And in the sugya over there, it's not such a simple sugya. In the sugya over there, there's all kinds of questions about the before, Makdin and Ma'acher, all kinds of issues over there. It plays a role if it was killed on the fact that Gedaliah was killed on Beis Tishrei. So Mikan Mekar for the this week in Amudiyah that Gedaliah was killed on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The problem is that if you look in the Aruch Lener on Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, you'll see that the Aruch Lener is matmiya that anyone could say that the Yerushalmi says that Gedaliah was killed on the second day of Tishrei. But he says the Yerushalmi actually does say, and I looked it up and he's right, the Yerushalmi in Masechta Tainis in the fourth parak, towards the end of the fourth parak, says Mefurish Gimel Tishrei Shaboy Nera Gedaliah Ben Achikam. So the Yerushalmi, which is the only source I could think of for the Hamudiyah, the Yerushalmi himself says that it was on Gimel Tishrei. In addition, all the Sifrei Machshava, it seems, all are naked. They all assume as a simple fact that Gedaliah was actually killed on the third day. I grew up learning that he was killed on Rosh Hashanah, and that it was pushed off. That's always that's what I think I was taught as a kid. But they all assume that he was killed on the third day, and among them is the Maral, the Marsha we saw, the Yaris Devash, Rabbi Anis and Ibershitz, and Rav Tzadik. All assume it was the third day. The Yaris Tavash is interesting. I'm going to get into one or two of these in a minute, but just as an interesting point, the Yaris Tavash says that every single one of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is connected one of the Aseres Hadibris. That's a chiddush, I never heard that. Every single one of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is connected one of the Aseres Hadibris. So he says, the first day we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midaraisa, we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malchiyos, Tkiyas Shefer, that's connected Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The second day, which is also being Mamlech Hashem, it's Midrabanan, that's also being Mamlech Hashem, that's connected Loyiyah Lecha Elokim Acherim, because when you're Mamlech Hashem, you're, it's to the exclusion of any other God. He says, the third day, he says, whenever Shabbos comes out, it's connected Zachar Seyma Shabbos. The third day, it's Keneged Loi Sirtzach, and that's why there was a special Nisayan of Ritzicha on that day, and Hakavei with Neufel and Gedalia Menachikim was killed on the day that's Keneged Loi Sirtzach. That's the Rebbeinu Sinai Bishut says. So you see clearly, it's very, very interesting. I'm curious to see what the rest of it is, what day is Keneged, which Dibris, but it's a very fascinating thing that this Taka, each day is divided into the Aseres HaDibris, and he assumes Bepashas, but Gedalia was killed on Gimel Tishrei. Okay, I'm finished with the Hamadiyah. Maybe we'll write them a letter, find out. It could be there's some kind of safer or something. There probably is a safer or something that they're taking it out of that says that. But okay, but the real, real, real question over here, the real issue that we have to... any thinking person has to struggle with this issue because it's someone who's sensitive to the what's going on in the times of the year and tries to stay alert to what's going on in the Ruchniyistika calendar, finds himself confused and disoriented today. We had Shiva Subatamas, 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av, and then we were finished Tisha B'Av, and we thought it was all over. And then we headed towards Elul, Tshuva, Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, ultimately to the beginning of Slichas, B'Maitzayim Menucha Kidam Nucha, to Rosh Hashanah, Malchi, Zechreinis, and Shefres, and we're ready now to start with Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We started on Rosh Hashanah, but to focus on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and ultimately to Yom Kippur and to Sukkot, and suddenly stuck in the middle is, we're back to the 3 weeks again. We have a day about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. The end of the Nichba Gachalasam is the end of the Golus. We know that the Hashgach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is... we know that the Hashgach... She's not bothering me. Right. We know that the Hashgach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is very, very, very exact. Very, very, very exact. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to live a certain calendar, it's not the pshat that... we think it's like what can we do? I mean, Gedalia was killed that day. What can we do? I know it doesn't really fit into the theme of the day, but shucks, Gedalia was killed that day. We have to do same Gedalia. No, the Rebbeinu Shlom feared the Welt, and the Rebbeinu Shlom runs this world exactly meticulously, and that means there's something about same Gedalia that there's something about the Avoida, our job, what we have to do on same Gedalia that has to do with the fact that we just finished with Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we have a day of Shabbos that came in between, but we're still coming off the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. What does Tzayim Gedalia have to do with Rosh Hashanah? He was killed on Rosh Hashanah. But what does Tzayim Gedalia, or he was killed after Rosh Hashanah, he was killed on Gimel Tishrei. What does Tzayim Gedalia have to do with a Pashat Yid wants to go through his Rosh Hashanah, and he wants to take something out of it, and then he wants to go through Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and he wants to take something out of it, and he gets into Tzayim Gedalia, and it's completely confusing. It's completely confusing. So I did notice that the Maral in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perek Ches, talks about this, and I have no idea what he's talking about. It's Lemaila Roish saying it's a very, very tief Zachen. So I'm going to try to find something a little bit more Pashut that we could hang on to for today. Reb Tzadik also says one line about this. Reb Tzadik says one line about what Tzayim Gedalia is doing after Rosh Hashanah. And he's also talking about things that are L'mayel of Ma'or HaSaga. But from that one line, I think sometimes Rav Tzadik is so full, so dripping with good lessons, that we can maybe get a little bit of a good taste of what it's about, even though the whole, if you look it up over there, the whole thing is very, very, very high. But that one sentence, maybe there's something that we could identify with. His words are like this. These are his words. V'acharov, and after Rosh Hashanah, he's talking about exactly what we're discussing. You had Rosh Hashanah. V'acharov, and after Rosh Hashanah, hu tzayim gedalia. Hu das. This is the concept of das, whatever that means. But the point that he says, I think we could get from, is who does hamechaber hadrisha v'hakriya? It connects the searching and the learning. It connects the whole Rosh Hashanah liyos nikva b'leiv, to become kavua, to become established in our hearts. Ad sheyuchal lotzeis lepoyel azivas haresha. So that the azivas hachay, the tshuva, the madregas that we reached on Rosh Hashanah, could be yotzei el hapoyel, could actually come into fruition. Okay, so these are words I think we could have some understanding of. The idea of Tzayim Gedalia is to take Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is a very, very high day, very esoteric. We're dealing, like we spoke about before, Rosh Hashanah, Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumai Shalaylam, very, very difficult things, Kavod Shamayim, very, very difficult things, and to take those things and now to translate it into our mundane, regular life, regular world, back to people. We sit on Rosh Hashanah, just to explain a little bit what I mean, we stand on Rosh Hashanah, we're holding mamish like, you know, v'anachnu kairim, we're doing the kriya malchiyah zechorin as a show, so being mispallel that the world should gather together, aguda achas lasis yitzeh, v'yeda kolpol v'yata pa'alta, we're mamish holding in the, like, looking at the world, that it should, the whole world should become a vessel to bring the honor of Hashem. But then Rosh Hashanah is over, and we look around, and even though that was our tefillah, and it's a good tefillah, and eventually all our Rosh Hashanahs are going to gather together, and it's going to push the hashgacha, it's going to encourage the hashgacha to finally break out with the attack of the whole world to recognize the malchus of Hashem. But now we come back, and now we have to still figure out a way to take all those feelings of Rosh Hashanah, all the heights of Rosh Hashanah, and translate them into something lemaisa in a world that does not recognize the covet of Hashem. And in our life is still, we still have to go back to work. We still have to go back to our regular responsibilities and the regular things that we have to do. We didn't become malachim on Rosh Hashanah. We're human beings with regular lives, with responsibilities and so on and so forth. And we have to take those responsibilities, and somehow those responsibilities should be somehow lifted up because of our Rosh Hashanah. That's not such an easy thing. What does this have to do with Tzayim Gedalia? So let's go back to Tzayim Gedalia, and then we'll work ourselves back to Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about in the summer, those who are here, we spoke about in the summer that it's not a coincidence that the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the time that we think about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the Avelos of Yerushalayim, comes before Elul and Tishrei. Because we explained then that the whole Avodah of the 3 weeks and of Tisha B'Av is to realize how lonely we are without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Golos is so dark and so lonely and so unclear and so vague. We have so little direction in our lives because the Rosh Hashanah is not with us. We don't have Nevi'im, we don't have clarity, there's Machleiksin with Klal Yisrael, within Klal Yisrael, with different Mahashkafas, different Shitas, different ways of doing things. People don't know what's right, what's wrong, what's right for our generation, for previous generations. There's so much lack of clarity. Where is this lack of clarity coming from? Because we don't have the Shekhinah with us. We don't have the Ashrayas Hashkinah. We don't have the clarity of being close to Hashem. People who are close to Hashem have clarity in their life. They have clarity, direction, purpose. And we're like hanging because we're lonely. We're partially lonely for our Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Sfarim tell us, that's what we spoke about in the summer, that that's the appropriate time for us to start being Mamluch Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please come to this world. We want you to be the king of this world. We miss you. We want you to be our king. We accept you as our king. So Av leads into Rosh Hashanah. It's not like we think like Av, end of year, Rosh Hashanah, beginning of a new cycle. No, it's Seifei, what the Chazal say, Seifei notes b'tchilasei. The end is attached to the beginning. The end is Rabbeinu Shalom was so lonely without you, and then the beginning of the year is, please be our king. We're making you our king. So we go through Rosh Hashanah, and we spend 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Hman Esrei's, right? The Shabbos Mincha and Ma'ariv and Musaf for 2 days. Hman Esrei's, asking the Rosh Hashanah to fill the world with Kavod Shamayim. If the day after Rosh Hashanah would be a regular day, so would that show that we were affected by the charge, by the excitement, by the idea that we want the world to be full of Kavod Shamayim? Look around. Is the world full of Kavod Shamayim? The world is so missing Kavod Shamayim. So missing. So that's why the next day after Rosh Hashanah, that's where Reb Tzadik says we want to make it l'maisa, latzeis l'apayel. We want to make it l'maisa. The next day after Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the end of the Korban Beis HaMikdash, which is the very end. Same Gedalia is the very, very end of the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and we do a tainus about the end of the Korban Beis HaMikdash, because the end of Rosh Hashanah leads us. What are we doing with this? What are we doing? So the chayin tein pachtecha v'yeda kol po'ol, the world should be full of kavod shemayim, and therefore what? The day after Rosh Hashanah, we tell the Rebbeinu Shlom, we're fasting today, we're b'tzar, we're going to be mispal, we're going to do tshuva, where is the Beis HaMikdash? It's a reaction. We can't spend 2 days talking about how wonderful it would be to have kavod shemayim, and then the next day we just go about our business. That's not bringing it l'maisa. We have to spend 2 days thinking about how wonderful it would be if the world is full of Kavod Shemayim. And then the next day, when we look around and we see there isn't Kavod Shemayim, the next day we have to be devastated. Where's the Kavod Shemayim? The Tainus of Tzayim Gedalia is a reaction to Rosh Hashanah. Marashav says that this is all Negei L'maisa. This is all merumas to... took the wrong safer. Yochanan, maybe you can get that tray also. The Marsha says it's all merum is in a pasuk in Hosea. There's a pasuk in Hosea. I'll read the whole thing in a minute when I get the safer. But the pasuk says, Yechayenu miyoymayim. Yechayenu miyoymayim. And then the pasuk says, like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechaya us from 2 days, yechayenu miyoymayim, give us chayim from 2 days, and then be making us and lift us up on the third day. So, it's an amos. Sorry. Hosea of love. Yechayenu miyoymayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechazaka, should give us life from 2 days. Bayoyim ha-shlishi, on the third day, yekimenu, he should stand us up, v'nichya lefanav, and we should live in front of him. So the Marsha says, this is a remiss to what happened to Gedalia. Yechayenu miyoymayim means that we should have the chayim of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We asked for chayim. Yechayenu, you should give us chayim. We asked for zachreinu l'chayim for 2 days. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But on the third day we fell. The third day there was an afilu. One yid killed another. Gedalia was killed. We fell. So by yoyim ha-shlishi, on the third day of Tishrei, the Marsha is darshaning, yekimenu, lift us back up. Give us back an aliyah, v'nichya lefanov, and we'll be able to live in front of him. That's what the Marsha's Medai, very beautifully, in the Pesukim. Yechayenu miyoymayim. But the truth is that after we know this Reb Tzadik, that the whole point of Tzayim Gedalia is to bring Rosh Hashanah to fruition, to make Rosh Hashanah really happen in our world. So we can take what the Marsha says about specifically about Tzayim Gedalia, and we can read it also about our Rosh Hashanah. Yechayenu miyoymayim. Give us chayim from the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah should be days where Kadosh Baruch Hu's guys are chayim. Vayoyim ha-shlishi yekimenu v'nichya lefanov. That's about the future. On the third day, establish us in our own life, in our own existence, in our own masa umatzer, in our own business dealings, in our own family life, in our own responsibilities, in our own relationships. Establish us, yekimenu. Establish us, make us strong. Starting from the third day, starting from the day after Rosh Hashanah, the nichya lefanav, so that we can continue to live in front of him. And this brings us to a yisai that Rav Huttner describes with a mashal, a very, very beautiful mashal. That's a struggle, I think, that any person that tried to spend Rosh Hashanah right has this struggle after Rosh Hashanah. And the mashal is like this: somebody is given a gold coin. Say, I would give a, go into the Beis Medrash, I'd give a bachur a gold coin. The coin is worth $10,000. The gold coin. And the guy has the coin in his pocket, and he has no other money, but he's rich. He has a $10,000 coin in his pocket. It's $10,000. And he gets hungry. He's very, very, very hungry. And he has to get something to eat. And he has no money. He says, I'm rich. I have $10,000. A gold coin. So he goes to 7-Eleven. And he says to the... He fills up a big Coke for himself. And he buys himself a loaf of bread. And he goes to the counter. And the guy says, that'll be $4. And he says, here, give me change, $9,998. You know, $96. The guy says, I'm sorry, I don't take gold coins. It's like, I don't give change for gold coins. You know, it's just, you can bring that to the mint, you can bring that to a coin, but I don't do that. Any store you're going to take the gold coin to, you can't get change for. That's what Rav Huttner says. Sometimes we become so inspired, we get such a tremendous inspiration, but it's not an inspiration that we could get change for in our own life. It's so big that we don't know where to fit it in our mundane, regular life. We don't know where to fit that in. We're walking around with a big gold coin in our pocket. Malchi is zechreinus and shofers. Tiku b'chayda shofar. V'shimcha yegilun kol hayom. All the height of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that was beautiful. But now life started. Now what do I do with this gold coin? It's foolish to think that my whole life is completely different, unrecognizable. I'm going back to my regular life. So what do I do with this gold coin? That's how it's feeling. Yechayenu miyoymoyim. Give us chiyus from Rosh Hashanah, but by yom ha'shlishi yekimenu. Give us a kima, give us some type of a something to hold on to, something to establish us in our life of the third day of Tishrei. V'nichya lefanov. I thought there was a remez. I was telling Yitzchak on Shabbos, I thought there was a remez also from Gedalia to this concept, specifically to this concept. In Mesilas Yesharim, there's a parak called Mishkal HaChassidus. Mishkal HaChassidus is about that when people take on new things, they take on Chassidus, they want to go do extra, above and beyond the call of duty. They want to do extra. They have to do it with balance. There has to be balance in a person's life. A person can't... The term... I once had a very, very uncomfortable experience. I was in a certain place where someone got up to speak, and the person was a very, very, very starker guy, and he started to say that people say that from Yidden are fanatics, and they call us fanatics, and we have to realize that they're right. We are fanatics. We're fanatics about our Avodas Hashem. That's the way we have to be. That's what the speech was about. It's a very, very upsetting speech. We're not fanatics. It's wrong. Fanatic, the term fanatic, is when someone attaches himself to something without seichel, without intelligence, without a cheshbon, without a plan. It's just an unthinking, screaming, hands-waving, running to something. That's fanaticism. Avodas Hashem is a thought-out, clearly defined path or ladder of going one step above the other, step by step, until we reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Avodas Hashem. That's not fanaticism. So that's what the parak of Mishkal HaChassidus is. There has to be with seichel. I'm not saying that we should be lazy. I'm not saying that we should go slowly. We should keep moving, shooting. Weiter, weiter, higher, higher, higher. But step by step by step with thought. That's what the Mishkal HaChassidus talks about in Mishkal HaChassidus. And who does he say was guilty of not having a proper Mishkal HaChassidus? Gedalia ben Achikam. Gedalia, who was killed on Saint Gedalia, he brings a Gemara in Sait and Gemara in Nida, and he says like this. He says, sometimes a person does actions and he doesn't think about them and he doesn't realize that what comes out of the actions is not good, but it's bad. And that's not cool. V'lu yasa, I see, if he does this action, ye yechayte v'loy chasid. He is a sinner, not a chasid. Yechayte v'loy chasid. Hine maisa gedalia ben achikam goloi le'enenu. We have as a dogma, as an example, we have the story of Gedalia. What happened with Gedalia? Gedalia was a big chassid, and someone came to tell him that someone wanted to kill him, and Gedalia says, Lashon Hara, I don't want to hear it. But we know that if you look in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, it says that if someone tells you Lashon Hara for a purpose, with all kinds of tznoyim that have to be true about this, telling Lashon Hara, but if someone says Lashon Hara for a specific purpose, and saving a life is a valid purpose, to say Lashon Hara, a person is mechuyev to be choshesh, to suspect that it's true. That's the halacha. That's the din. Gedalia went lefnim Yishuras Hadeis. Lashon Hara, I don't want to hear it. And the Gemara says that there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, that describes all the bodies that were killed by Gedalia. Amazing thing. The pasuk says all the bodies were killed by Gedalia. And the Gemara asks, Asher Hiko Biyad Gedaliahu. And the Gemara says, Gedalia didn't kill them. Shmuel. Remember we said, Yishmuel killed them. Right, that was the whole beginning. I'm sorry, Shmuel ben Nesanya killed them. Gedalia didn't kill them. No, Gedalia killed them. Shouldn't have been such a chassid. He should have been mekabel the lashon hara. He should have been chayshish that it's true. And since he wasn't, a little bit, it's on his cheshbon, a little bit it's because he went with too far, too much, not thinking, not with cheshbon, that's why these people were killed. Gedalia ben Achikam, of Tzayim Gedalia, that is the message that the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, that when we take on chumras and we try to be super, super, super good, it still has to be not with fanaticism, but with cheshbon. That's the tainus that comes the day after Rosh Hashanah. The day after Rosh Hashanah, which Rav Tzadik says, the point of the day of Rosh Hashanah is to internalize the yontif in a way that comes out lemaisa. So we have on that day the lesson of Gedalia ben Achikam, that he made chumras and kabbalas that were not smart. They were not thought out. It was not balanced. It was not b'mishkal. And what I'm saying is not that we should take it easy. I'm not saying something to make things easier. I'm saying something to make things harder. Let me explain what I mean. Very recently, someone was in my house telling me that he's not going to learn anymore. He's finished with learning. Why is he finished with learning? Why doesn't he learn a little bit? Because, and these are his words, really, I should be learning all day. I feel like I should be learning all day. And since I'm not doing that, I'm a failure. And since I'm a failure, I give up. That's what he said. I've heard this many times before. Really, I should be doing 100%. Since I'm not doing 100%, I'm a failure. And since I'm a failure, I'm going to do 0%. That's not a chassid, but a chayte. He has his gold coin in his pocket, and he's not willing to get change for it. He has his gewaldige ideology, his gewaldige hopes, his gewaldige dreams, his Rosh Hashanah. He came out inspired from his Rosh Hashanah to the greatest heights, but he doesn't think it fits into his life, so he's going to do nothing. This is where Rabbi Ruchim used to warn his Talmidim. He used to tell them, when he encouraged them in Avodas Hashem, he used to say, "Nor nisht krichen in the himlin." He used to say, please don't go climbing into the skies. Step by step, don't go climbing into the skies. Not because it's bad to be in the skies, but because it's fake to be in the skies. It doesn't become part of our reality. It doesn't become real. That's not real. That's not the message of Tzayim Gedalia. Rosh Hashanah is a day that takes us up to the highest heights. Tzayim Gedalia is like the balloon, the parachute, that brings us back down slowly. I once read Arya Kaplan's books about meditation. So I was reading, he has a little thin book about meditation. So he writes there that there are certain people that when they meditate, they mamish have tremendously high experiences meditating, and I don't know exactly where they are, but tremendous high experiences. And he says people who meditate have to be very careful how they come out of their meditation, or could be very dangerous. Which sounded like the whole thing was a little dangerous, but he says people have to be very careful how they meditate, how they come out of a meditation, because if you come out too abruptly, it's very unhealthy. And he brings all kinds of stories from the Gemara of people that the Gemara says went crazy, and he says it was because of this problem. They didn't know how to come out of their meditation properly. That's his shita. But hanogei alanu is that when we're going higher and higher and higher on Rosh Hashanah, and then the day after Rosh Hashanah comes, and it's time to come back down to this world, we need to have a parachute to pull. We can't just jump out of the plane without a parachute. Then we're going to land too hard. We're not landing with a cheshbon. We have to have a parachute to pull. That parachute is called Tzayim Gedalia. Tzayim Gedalia is a day, and this is the job of the day. It's the beginning of the day. We have a whole day ahead of us. The job of the day of Tzayim Gedalia is to take something in our life and to take the inspiration of Rosh Hashanah and to find something within the context of our life, within the issues in our life, and to take a step towards bringing Kavod Shamayim, bringing the honor of Hashem into that life, with the inspiration of Rosh Hashanah, to focus the inspiration of Rosh Hashanah into our life. That's the job of Tzayim Gedaliah. That's what Gedaliah himself did not do. He was called a tzaddik, just in terms of the Mesilas Yesharim. This is what Gedaliah didn't do. He didn't make a proper cheshbon. Wasn't a proper mishkal achasidus. This is what Rav Tzaddik says, is to take the das ha-mechaber, ha-drisha va-akriya, liyos nikva belev, to make it into our heart, into our reality. The heart is the middle of our body. It's our reality, our merkaz, to make it into our reality. To find that one thing, or those two things, that we can take all our tefillahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make this world full of kavod shamayim, and then to come into the day and realize, I'm not in Rosh Hashanah anymore, now I'm back down to earth, but I'm going to come down to earth with a plan, and the plan is going to fit into my life. I'm going to get myself change of the gold coin, and I'm going to figure out how I can do a little bit of shopping with the gold coin.